Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Well, I thought I had it pretty good being down here in Scottsdale, of course, with beautiful green grass in front of me and a baseball diamond. But my buddy Bruce Jenkins, where are you today?
I'm on the north shore of Oahu looking out on a gorgeous beachfront vista and getting ready to hit the water in a little while.
I love it. Very good. Well, you deserve a couple of weeks off, and Three Dot Lounge is closed after today. The Clamato Juice, that's it, right?
Yeah, but we're pouring rum drinks over here if you want to come over to the Oahu branch.
All right, very good. well, we're getting there, Bruce. You know, a week from today, believe it, they're in Sacramento, Sunday the A's, and this thing is flying along. And, you know, it's one, I don't know, you've been through so many. I have, too. This one is a quick one. This one's going quickly.
Yeah, it's funny. I can think almost every year in the past, I'd be thinking about this time. We ended already. I mean, for heaven's sake, start the season. But it has gone by fast. Who knows why, but they started early, which is good. But it's about time. The timing just seems perfect right now.
Yeah, usually what we do is get to St. Patrick's Day, and you go, geez, we got two more weeks here. You know, games that are, but really, you got next week. I'm leaving Monday, and you get 2 weeks here, and one more week, and that's it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think everybody's ready to go. You know, the Giants don't seem to have any. You know, unlike the Warriors, where everybody's injured, you know, the Giants are coming in, you know, with an older roster, but it's healthy, and they don't seem to have any really big concerns. You know, which is huge. I mean, the A's so. Cotton go down with our young pitchers, Tommy John surgery. So it's to start the season healthy. It sounds like it'd be an automatic, but it's anything but.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at Hunter Pence this week, I just want to throw this out to you. Pence started to hit this week, and he hit with some authority. And I've got to see it. I didn't see the games other than on Tuesday night, but he's starting to hit. He's playing better left field. And I think there's a couple of things were significant this week. Cueto had another good game, even though it was in the minor league complex. Pence and Cueto, Bruce, two big question marks, actually had good weeks this week.
Yeah, obviously very encouraging. It's funny with Pence. I was reading about Giancarlo Stanton and how he became an even better power hitter than he had been before. But he had a real open stance before, and he radically changed it to a very close stance where he didn't think he could get beat on the outside pitches. He was quick enough to get on the inside stuff. And it made all the difference. And I got to thinking about Pence, who spent all last season in a very open stance. His foot's in the bucket, basically, and he brings it back in when the pitch comes in. But he was so vulnerable to low and away pitches, and I read that he had switched to a close stance for a while, but that he may not necessarily keep it. So I guess, you know, anything that where he's hitting the ball, they're going to take.
Yeah, and he's very upbeat. And he said just what you said, and that they have tinkered with him in a very positive way. And now he's sort of back to, I think, his old way. I'll watch him today just to see what he looks like at the plate. But what's interesting to me, if Pence is legit, you know, if he can give them left field play with some power and, you know, just hold his own out there, you don't have to rush Williamson and Duggar, Slater. You could keep Jared Parker, you know, and you could keep him. He's out of options, and you could keep him backing up Pence if Pence is going to play a lot. And you could put Parker in for defense and keep Duggar and Williamson at Sacramento and let them get their at-bats. I think Pence hitting changes this whole outfield configuration for me on the bench, because I think Blanco's on the team, and I think it's it's that last spot. So for me, I think if Pence hits, Bruce, I think it actually is major, because it allows the Giants to send out the kids on option.
Yeah, I think it's a huge factor. I mean, everybody got so disillusioned by watching him last year, the idea, you know, that he's done. I don't think that's the case, you know, for everything you've seen so far. And, you know, he's incredibly motivated to get back to what he was. I don't know if he's going to be what he was 5 years ago. But, yeah, if he hits the ball, if he hits for power, if he makes the plays in left, and they like him in there every day, that's the ideal. And, And you can keep Parker. I think there's a bigger future for Williamson myself, especially the moves, the adjustments he's made hitting. But like to say, Parker is out of options, so I think he deserves another shot, and probably on the bench to start the season if the way it looks.
Yeah, and he understands that role, I think, at this stage of his career.
Yeah.
But, you know, Williamson's dying to get in there. You know, he can't wait to put the new car on the road and test it out, you know?
It'll be great, you know, for him to go to Sacramento and hopefully feast on some pitching up there and really show exactly what he's got, that it's not just a spring fantasy.
Right.
That could open some eyes because the guy has unbelievable power. And if he hits it all for average, becomes a contact hitter, you've really got something there. He's a good outfielder with a good arm and a good guy.
Yep, I agree. Bruce Jenkins with us. He is in Oahu. I am in Scottsdale, and through the magic of cell phones, we're talking to each other. This week, baseball, Rob Manfred. You know, it's amazing. He can't leave well enough alone. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
And here I'll let you explain it, but, you know, in the minor leagues now, you go to a minor league game tied after 9, and you go to the 10th inning, get ready because somebody's going to be on second base to start the inning.
Yeah, the poor millennials, Marty. Don't you feel for the millennials? You know, it's all about the kids. And according to Rob Manfred, every millennial, every kid is exactly the same person. They're all bored by baseball. And by God, if we put a runner on second to start the 10th, everything's going to change. Meanwhile, he's got to get to the 10th.
Right.
You know, I don't think it'll ever get to the big leagues, but he's just so frantic to make these changes. He's got a 15-second pitch clock, which is too fast for minor league pitchers. With nobody on, and 20 seconds with guys on. That I can sort of live with, although I'd like to see it in play in the big leagues. But it's just, it's appalling. I mean, you and I know, and all of our listeners, everybody who loves baseball, there's an essence to it that you don't break down, you know, in such tiny categories. It's a slow-moving game. It's a relaxing game to watch. The pace is wonderful. You're not looking at the clock. It's just a different sport from basketball and football and virtually everything else, and that's what people love about it. You know, if he's trying to cut 3.5 minutes off the game time with a really radical change like that, he's going about it all wrong.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. You had some Tim Flannery really analyzed it perfectly. You know, he was great. He said, "Look, you bunt the guy over, then walk two people, and then bring in another pitcher, and before you know it." You know, the game is slowed down again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it sounds easy to just bunt him over and then hit a grounder to the right side, but the other manager's probably not going to let that happen.
Yeah.
He's going to walk the bases loaded, and like Flannery said, you might make 2 or 3 pitching changes before it's over.
Wow.
And defeats the whole purpose. I mean, it's just crazy. But that was, you know, leave it to Flannery to put it in perspective.
Yeah, that was great. I thought that was a great analysis. In fact, fans, if you missed it, check out Bruce on sfgate.com. He wrote an excellent column about that. One last thing. We'll let you go and enjoy the beautiful weather out there. Aaron Judge, he was asked a question. Did you see this one? He's asked a question this week. Hey, what do you think about Machado? And he said, boy, what a great player. It'd be nice to see him in pinstripes. And the whole world came in. It was like, Robert Mueller is going to subpoena him next. You know,
you've been served. A guy shows up at his door. You
really?
Know?
Come on.
Sent straight to jail without even a trial.
No, baseball went crazy and tampering and this and that. Come on. This is the world out there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I mean, I can just think of so many times hanging around the batting cage talking to players, you know, when the other team's hitting and say, well, I'd sure like to see that guy in our uniform or this and that. And this is the way people talk in baseball. It's the way players talk to each other. It's the way they talk to their agents. This kind of, quote, tampering goes on all the time. It's so common. And the paranoia surrounding it, we see it in the NBA, too. I mean, Magic Johnson was raving about Giannis Antetokounmpo just as a Milwaukee player, not mentioning anything about the Lakers. Like, gee, this guy really, he's really good. Well, he drew a big fine for that. I just don't get it.
No. In the real world, they got to get in the real world. The way people talk. You covered Billy Martin, and it made me think of this. Eddie Montague was just on because we had a little dust-up here on Monday between the A's and the Giants and throwing at each other and all that stuff. But you covered Billy Martin in the heyday of the early 80s. How did he treat spring training games?
Well, I mean, he wasn't quite I always compare him to Tony La Russa. One time I was at the Giants and A's are playing in Scottsdale. La Russa must have made 8 pitching changes in the last 2 innings of a close game, like, to win it, not to see people, just to win it. But Billy wasn't out to win it at all. He was out to look at people. He always had teams that had some severe flaws. Those Oakland teams, they didn't have much of an infield or a bullpen, which can kind of be a setback. But somehow he all made it happen. But, I mean, you know, Billy, I mean, to be honest, his whole thing in spring training was to get the thing over with so he could go out in the trailer and have a few pops with Pete Wisenantz.
That's a good one.
He was an absolute delight, though. I mean, he was a very fun guy to interview in spring training. He was incredibly honest and forthright. And he didn't, you know, if you hit one of his guys in the head, or if you hit a guy twice, or if you did something really stupid and arrogant, he'd send a little message back, but he wasn't out to get into any headhunting wars until, you know, the game started to count, if then.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens today. Hey, have a great afternoon for you. And for us, we're heading into later in the afternoon. But enjoy your afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks. We'll talk then. Enjoy the game.
All right, thanks. That is Bruce Jenkins on Oahu. As you can tell on the cell phone from the shores of Oahu. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.